So, Rafer, we saw a movie this weekend,
Yes.
Robert Rodriguez's Machete, or Machete.
Machete.
Machete. Okay, Machete is being widely defined by the public and by critics and so on as a political movie.
Yes.
Here's my question for you. Did you find that Machete was too political, not political enough, or just perfectly political?
I think, I guess I would say I found it perfectly political for what it was. I mean, it's granted this is a sort of a throwback to the 70s exploitation film. It's very bloody in a very ridiculous way. This movie started off as a trailer in Grindhouse, the Rodriguez Tarantino double feature. So between those two features were a bunch of little trailers for movies, and this was one of them. And so Rodriguez went ahead and made this, and that I think shows you where it comes from. It comes from a point of just utter absurdity, you know. The scene with Danny Trejo, who plays Machete, you know, emerging from a fireball on a motorcycle with a machine gun mounted to his, you know, mounted onto his handlebars, you know, shooting up scores of people. So you know this is a silly film, and it's not going to be, you know, Syriana.
Thank
But
God.
thank God, right? But I thought that as a political satire, I thought it was very pointed and pretty effective and very funny, and I thought it scored some really sharp points in it. So I was actually really pleased with it.
Excellent. Well, before I tell you what I think of Machete,
Yes.
let me introduce myself. This is Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date.
Now, what I liked about Machete, just to give everybody kind of a quick review of what this movie's about, we
Yeah.
have Machete, a character based off this silly little preview that was in the double feature with Rodriguez and Tarantino.
But they soon realize
he's coming after us.
They just f***ed with the wrong Mexican.
He's been wronged. He used to be a federale.
Right, in Mexico,
In
yes.
Mexico, and he is now out for revenge in certain ways, but he gets kind of pulled into this political scheme to assassinate a figure who's very much like George W. Bush.
I mean, you could take your pick of any sort of, you know, right-wing 10-gallon hat
Texas, yeah.
wearing politician. McLaughlin, I think, is his name in the film,
Played by De Niro.
by Robert De Niro,
Brilliantly.
who's great, right? He's great. He's hilarious, and his main platform is anti-immigration, and so Machete is hired by this blue-eyed guy in a town car to kill Robert De Niro, to kill the senator, and it turns out he's double-crossed, and from there the movie sort of gets more and more complicated as Machete is trying to figure out, you know, who set him up and why and, you know, what's the plan and
More shooting, more weed whackers, more
exactly. Oh,
machetes,
the weed
more
whackers, yes. God, don't forget the weed whackers.
garden scissors,
Right. I mean, aren't we all rich? But I'm just
corkscrews. I was
right.
amazed. They never ran out of things. At one point, I was afraid, not enough machete, too many other tools.
Too many other tools,
But
really?
then I thought, no, I can appreciate this.
But I think already, I mean, the fact that you mentioned the gardening shears and the weed whacker, I mean, what are these the tools of? These are the tools of the common Mexican day laborer, right? And all of a sudden, he's using these to lethal extent to beat up and mangle the white guys. It's a very funny, and there's a lot of humor like that in the film throughout the whole movie. This idea of these poor Mexican underclass people rising up and using these humble tools that they have. The machete, among them, the machete is a, you know, a classic agricultural tool, right? We always think of it as, you know, horror movie material, but I mean, it's, you know, it's what you use to whack sugarcane, right? And so here he is rising up with all these humble tools to overthrow the establishment, basically.
And I say thank goodness he does it in a way that's just hilarious the whole time.
Yes.
It is so completely violently over the top.
Right, lots of ketchup.
There are points where I was laughing and almost throwing up at the same time because of how completely violent this movie is.
You're like the
Do
one guy in the film who keeps throwing up every time.
you...
Don Johnson, who's another great villain, Don Johnson as the Border Patrol vigilante, he keeps killing people and his henchman keeps doubling over and throwing up, you know?
I actually initially thought, oh, that henchman is so stupid. And then I'm like, ugh, now I'm about to do it. It's so violent.
That's
It's
very funny.
But it's very funny. And what I appreciate about the ridiculous, over-the-top violence is that it kept it from being too political to me. The movie is very, very clear in its agenda. There's no reason for us to be putting up some sort of electrical fence to
right.
keep out illegal immigrants. There's right. no reason to do that. They give a million reasons why from right. the get-go, that the only people who want to put up a fence are trying to control supply and demand of
yes.
labor and of goods and services that come over the border. The people who want to do it are just racist. There's no good reason to put up a fence. And so that agenda is clearly, clearly throughout the movie, but it's just ludicrous enough of a movie that I didn't feel weighed down by that agenda.
Right.
I get very tired of movies that preach.
The movies like Crash or Traffic. Yes.
The message movies.
Hollywood loves to preach.
I hate that message movie.
Yeah.
I just want to take that message and just shove it right up there. You know, I just don't like the message movie.
I hear you.
But it's kind of, as I was saying to you earlier, Rafer, to me, it's the difference between The Daily Show and Rachel Maddow. I totally agree with everything that is on both of those shows. But I love The Daily Show. It makes
right.
me laugh, and it's ludicrous, and it's silly, and it laughs at everyone on every team.
Yes.
Rachel Maddow isn't really laughing.
Right, right.
And I think that's where the problem comes in for me.
Right, so the seriousness is the killer.
The seriousness is the killer and the unwillingness to laugh at all players.
This
movie laughs at every single player on all sides. Everyone from the underlord or the overlord of the underworld played by Steven Seagal in
right.
Mexico, who's phenomenally
doing his
good.
Best Mexican accent.
But
yeah, he's
just
hilarious.
It's so not Mexican.
I know. He's awesome. He does his best, you know, saying things like pendejo. You know?
He does say
he's great. He's great at it. He's
yeah.
great at it. But I know what you're saying. It's funny because while, you know, the movie really presses its point on the plight of illegal aliens and the humanitarian reasons for not putting up things like electric fences and for not having these, you know, whacked out Border Patrol guys who are going around shooting illegal aliens, you know, under this kind of citizen's arrest idea. It makes a lot of very good points on that front. The movie does tend, with Michelle Rodriguez's character, she plays this kind of Che-like revolutionary.
She's called She.
She.
But she's so clearly Che.
Right. But the poster of her is S-H-E with the accent over the E. So wouldn't that be She? You know? So it's funny. But she talks a lot about law. And so does Jessica Alba, who plays the immigration official, the American immigration official.
Mm-hmm.
They talk a lot about law. And I have to say, there were points in the film where I went a little bit back and forth, where I kind of thought, I'm not an anti-illegal immigrant person, but I do believe in the law. I do believe that there should be some enforcement of illegal immigration. I do believe we have to have some kind of rule of law. And occasionally when the movie got very high and mighty, I guess, about
mm-hmm.
this idea that the law was broken or the law was wrong, I sometimes kind of felt like, is that really what the problem is? Is it really the problem is the law? Is it the idea that we want to have some kind of immigration enforcement? Is that what's wrong? I don't really think that's the case. I think the movie is too goofy, frankly, to probably cause many waves, and it won't be seen, I don't think, by a huge segment of the audience.
It's perfect propaganda.
Well, that's
so silly. It's
right.
like
yeah,
it's like
stealth.
A North Korean musical.
Right, exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly. But I don't feel like enough people are going to see the movie to get outraged. I have a hard time believing that the conservatives that the conservative politicians in Arizona are, you know, offended or tearing their hair out, you know, by this kind of stuff, because the movie's just too darn silly. It's too goofy. I don't think it's going to strike home, which is kind of too bad, because I sort of wish it would, you know, because I think it is a very pointed and in some ways pretty daring film, you know.
Although some people might say it's pretty obvious, though, too.
You think so? You think it's...
I think some people might say, this isn't necessarily the most nuanced, sophisticated, or revolutionary
sure.
new perspective on the immigration conversation.
Yeah, that could be.
And,
you're saying it doesn't raise any amazing points or anything? Or...
No, they're points we've all heard before.
Sure.
Or points I've all heard before.
Sure.
At least.
But didn't you think it was funny when the... they weren't the hitmen, but they were the henchmen. They're all the white henchmen are sitting around in that big estate. They're the ones that are sort of guarding the big estate, and they all start talking in this kind of thoughtful way. And the one guy is saying, you know, I've been thinking, you know, we let these people watch our kids and park our car. And yet, you know, we won't let them into the country legally. You know, and he starts. I thought those were very funny. I thought those were very funny words to put into his mouth, you know.
Well, hold on. Is that the point leading up to a garden tool incident, though?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that was pretty well timed.
Yeah.
But I'm glad it didn't go any further. Again, I'm glad the movie wasn't any more political than
any
it was.
More political,
because I
yeah.
think my automatic reaction is then to start questioning things. If I feel like a message is being thrown at me too hard,
sure.
I want to run away from that message or get out a shotgun and shoot it before it hits me in the head. Yeah, something like that, you know.
Like Machete himself.
Like Machete himself.
Right.
With a weed whacker and a machete. Yes, that's exactly what I'd want to do.
Exactly. Well, so we both agree that it was a fun movie, at least, right? We both enjoyed it.
It was so fun. And if you love to laugh while you're about to throw up, I recommend Machete to you. That's what I have to say.
That's a high recommendation.